Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Daily Virtue. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let's be real, life can feel like a chaotic race sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with deadlines, notifications, and the pressure to do it all now. But what if I told you there's a superpower that can actually help us navigate this crazy world with more ease and grace? That superpower is patience. It's not about being passive or letting things slide, it's about understanding that growth takes time, both for ourselves and for the people around us. Think of it like baking a cake. You wouldn't expect a delicious masterpiece to magically appear after 5 minutes in the oven, would you? No, good things take time, nurturing, and a little bit of patience. Today, we're diving deep into cultivating patience and understanding, not just for others, but also for ourselves. Because let's face it, we can be our own worst critics sometimes, right? So, buckle up, my friends, because this episode is going to be a real game changer. 5 key takeaways to master the art of patience. 1. Patience is a strength, not a weakness. Ever notice how people who seem incredibly calm and collected in stressful situations? They're not superhuman, they've simply mastered the art of patience. It's not about being passive or accepting things without question. It's about responding with clarity and composure, even when things get heated. Remember that scene from The Matrix where Neo calmly faces down Agent Smith? Talk about embodying patience. 2. Understand your triggers. We all have those moments, those little things that set us off. Maybe it's traffic jams, slow internet speeds, or someone talking too loudly on their phone, whatever your trigger is, become aware of it. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies for managing those moments with more patience. Think of it like a superpower detector. Identify your triggers and disarm them before they take over. 3. Practice active listening. How often do we actually listen when someone is talking? Often, we're just waiting for our turn to speak or formulating our response in our head. Active listening means truly focusing on what the other person is saying, understanding their perspective, and responding thoughtfully. It takes time and effort, but it builds genuine connection and reduces frustration. 4. Embrace imperfection. Life is messy, unpredictable, and often a little bit chaotic. That's okay. We all make mistakes, things don't always go according to plan, and that's part of the beauty of it all. When you learn to embrace imperfection in yourself and others, you create space for more patience and understanding. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are our relationships or achievements. 5. Cultivate self-compassion. This one is crucial, my friends. We often judge ourselves harshly when we make mistakes or things don't go our way. But wouldn't it be amazing if we treated ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we offer to our friends? Practice self-compassion by acknowledging your feelings, offering yourself words of encouragement, and remembering that you're doing your best in a complex world. Let me tell you a story about a friend who perfectly embodies this concept, Sarah. She's a brilliant musician, but she used to get incredibly frustrated during rehearsals if things weren't perfect. She'd lash out at bandmates, blame the equipment, and just generally make the whole experience miserable. But then, one day, she had a breakthrough. She realized that perfection wasn't the goal, it was about collaboration, creativity, and enjoying the process. Now, when things get tough, Sarah takes a deep breath, reminds herself to be patient, and focuses on supporting her bandmates. The result? A more positive and productive environment for everyone. So there you have it, 5 powerful ways to cultivate patience and understanding in yourself and others. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up with kindness, empathy, and a willingness to learn and grow. Today's takeaway. Patience is a superpower, not a weakness. Embrace the journey, practice active listening, and treat yourself and others with grace. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of patience today. You might just change their world. Until next time, stay virtuous, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.